like to read from the Bible, and if we could read first of all from one of the Psalms, Psalm 46, page 718 in my Bible, just the first verse. God is our refuge and strength, a help in distresses, very readily found. And then if we could go to Isaiah and chapter 59, but Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1 again. Behold, Jehovah's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. I want to speak about the hand of my Saviour Jesus. What a wonderful saving hand it is. And I'd like to think about just the wonderful blessing that comes into knowing Jesus as your own personal Saviour. Mm-hmm. And knowing him as the one that is able to reach out and bless you and save you. I read these two verses because they're very strong in their strength in terms of what the Lord Jesus is able to do, and what God is able to do. He's a strength, a help in distress, very readily found, and his hand is not shortened than it cannot save. Last week, Phil spoke about the gospel as being, it's not about me, it's about him. And I trust you'll just bear with me, because I'd just like to say something about a personal experience this evening, which hopefully will illustrate what a wonderful Saviour my Saviour is. Some of you will know that we were on holiday in Devon 3 weeks ago, and unfortunately I had an incident with a boat, resulting in being capsized with myself and my nephew Matthew. And it made me think about these verses here, about being a God that's a strength and a help in distress, and also about a hand that's not shortened that it cannot save. Thankfully, I was able to pray to God, and God is a saving God. He's a saviour for all who call upon him. Mm-hmm. We'll perhaps look at a scripture in the Bible which tells about one that called upon the Saviour and was saved. But sticking to my story, as you'll know, thankfully we were rescued by the lifeboat and pulled out the sea. I was able to ask for help. And, you know, in the gospel, being able to ask for help is what's the first thing you need to do. You need to realise that you're in distress, that you're in need of being saved. Mm-hmm. And it's a very simple illustration. Men like to think they can do things their own way and cope and be able to survive. You know, it's a difficult world we live in, isn't it? Things happen, things change, circumstances change, and sometimes we just need to call upon the Saviour to help us and guide us and take us through life. The Lord Jesus is one that's able to save us completely from our sins. We're all sinners. We've all done wrong. We've all got away from God. And Jesus is able to save us completely and fully. He's able to wash our sins away and relieve us from our sins. And he went the way of the cross to secure that. And we'll say a little bit more about that. The first thing when you realise that you have a need is to cry out for help. Mm-hmm. I was able to cry out. I fortunately had a VHF radio and was able to seek help. And a message was able to get through. It says here, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. You know, God will always hear the faintest cry. Mm-hmm. The radio I had was in the boat. The boat was upside down and I couldn't get to the radio. So I had to find the radio first of all. Couldn't have called for help without it. And when I switched it on, it didn't work. It wouldn't have been much use, would it? And then I realised what the problem was and managed to sort it out. But, you know, you cry to Jesus and Jesus hears. And that's what I want to get over a message to you. In your need, Jesus will hear the faintest cry. Mm-hmm. And it was only within half an hour I had help and assistance, and thankfully, by the mercy of God, I can be truly thankful for His loving kindness and mercy. I don't know whether you've ever been pulled from the sea. There's a few here that I know have fallen in the sea before. And when you're pulled from the sea, normally you're grabbed by the arm and pulled out. And the first time they tried to pull me out, it didn't work. I fell back in. And that's because the grip wasn't very strong. And, you know, I say that not to draw any attention to what happened, really. I want to illustrate it, that God's arm is a strong arm. Mm-hmm. He'll never lose grip. He'll never let you go. Tells us, doesn't it, in John's Gospel, "My sheep hear my voice," I think it is. "I know them and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall seize them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can seize out of the hand of my Father." You know, when you put your trust in God, that grip is absolutely sure and certain, and absolute will save you completely and fully. So the grip of the Saviour is wonderful, isn't it? It's a saving power that lifts you up out of whatever distress and circumstances you're in, and lifts you up and takes you on dry ground in that sense. We think about the hand of Jesus, though, in saving, and makes us think about Peter, doesn't it? Peter in Matthew 14, Peter was on a ship and he was at sea, and in the middle of the sea there was a storm came, and the wind became contrary, and you know, Jesus came walking on the water, and Peter was asked, said to the Lord, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come out of the boat and walk to you. You know, that's the faith that Peter had in his Saviour, that he was able to enable him to do that and to go to his Saviour. It tells us that Peter took his eye off the Lord Jesus and saw the waves and the wind, and started to sink. And what did Peter do? He knew exactly what to do, didn't he? He said, "Lord, save me." And what did Jesus do? It says Jesus stretched out his hand and caught hold of him, and says to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And he was lifted up into the boat, and the wind fell, it says, doesn't it? There was a calm that was brought about by the saving power of Jesus. Peter was a believer. Peter was one that had trusted in the Saviour and knew who to cry to in need. Just as you and I, if you don't know your need of salvation and your sins being washed away and forgiven, you can cry to Jesus tonight, and he'll heal that cry and he'll save you. And he'll save you in whatever circumstances. If you get into difficulties, my Saviour is one that you can call to and he'll help you. You know, and our life is fraught by dangers and difficulties, and that's why we have such a wonderful Saviour that's with us every day of our life. You know, he's able to help in every distress and very readily found. He's able to be a Saviour that's a hand that's able to heal. And there's many passages in the Bible, isn't there? Think of the lepers in the Bible that Jesus was able to, with his hand, he was able to touch the leper and heal them, bring about blessing and healing. Leper speaks to us of the effect of sin, in that it affects the body physically, and you know, the effects of sin is permanent and lasting. And what Jesus is able to do is touch that and affect it and heal it and completely remove it. So the lepers in the Bible that were healed, their skin became normal again. Naaman, who's was a leper, became complete, his flesh as of a child, didn't it says. So that's the absolute perfection of the Lord Jesus in being able to heal. It completely takes away the effects of sin, and Jesus is able to take away the effects of sin and bring about healing for you as your Saviour. He's able to lead, his hand is able to lead us too. Think of the blind man that Jesus was able to lead and able to touch and bring about sight. You know, if you're blind as to your need of salvation, Jesus will lead you and direct you and guide you to what's needed, and he's able to bring about the personal touch to bless you and save you. He's able to give life, and I guess the hand of Jesus is one that's a life-giving hand. Thinking about the story of Jairus' daughter, think about Jesus. Jairus came and told Jesus that his daughter was unwell and wanted the Lord Jesus to come and make her well again. And Jesus was delayed with dealing with another woman that was unwell and with a flux of blood, and he was able to save her and heal her. And then the message came that Jairus' daughter had already died. How sad that is, that the effect of sin is death. You know, sin came into the world, and thus the judgment of sin is death, has come upon all men. And the effects of sin were seen in Jairus' daughter. And when Jesus came into her very presence, though, he was able to stretch out his hand and lift her up. What a wonderful Saviour that's able to bring in life. You know, Jesus brings in life for you and me as the one that's able to save. And then the hands of Jesus were nailed to a cross so that you and I may be saved. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission for sins. Jesus was crucified. Jesus was nailed to a cross, and he suffered for you and for me. You know, the Lord Jesus went that way so that we might be saved. Thomas in the Bible said in John chapter 20, this was after the Lord had risen from the dead and he appeared to the disciples again. Thomas could say, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and put my finger in the mark of the nails and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." And then later on the Lord says, "Because thou hast seen me," he appeared to Thomas and showed him his hands and his side. He said, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." And that's for us today, isn't it? We've not seen the Lord physically. The Lord has laid down his life for you and for me and shed his blood. He's been buried in the grave and he's risen again from the dead. And Jesus is alive to bring about blessing. And by faith, by simply trusting Jesus at his word, we can believe. And it's a blessing, isn't it? It says here, for those that having not seen, believe. You know, think about Jesus. This afternoon we had a Bible reading, some of us that were here, and we read about the immense suffering and consideration the Lord had in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was to die on the cross and to suffer. And we think about the Lord Jesus, how he was denied by Judas, the one that says elsewhere in the Psalms, his own familiar friend. He was denied and he was handed over to sinners that took him and crucified him. He was betrayed and deceived by Judas and betrayed by Judas. He was denied by Peter. We think of how Peter could, the one that had been saved out of the water, could even deny the Lord Jesus. And then the Lord was forsaken. So he was deceived, denied, and forsaken. When we think about forsaken there, you know, all fled him, all left him. Only Jesus was able to die and suffer on that cross. But he was also forsaken by God himself, because during those 3 hours of darkness, the Lord Jesus suffered the judgment for sin and bore the penalty and suffered for my sins and your sins on that cross. What a wonderful Saviour he is that could go that way. He could say, "Not my will, but thine be done." What a wonderful Saviour that could go that way for you and for me. He bore those sins. He could cry on the cross, "It is finished." What a wonderful work Jesus did in completing that work and eternal salvation is available for all who believe on him. And so I'd just like to leave it that these two verses I read, you might just consider the greatness of the Lord Jesus and his saving power. First verse, God is our refuge and strength, the help in distress very readily found. Mm. Today is the day of salvation. Mm. It's an opportunity tonight for you to put your trust in Jesus. Mm. He's very readily found. He's near at hand. He's available to all that call upon him. Mm. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Mm. He'll hear the faintest cry. Cry to Jesus tonight while you have the opportunity and put your trust in the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. His arm, his hand is not shortened that it cannot save. The hand of Jesus is able to stretch out and save you and bring about healing and blessing. And how thankful we are for what a Saviour he is, for what a work he's done, and for what a help that he can be. Tells us is a refuge and a strength. You know, that's something I think as a believer you come to appreciate. And for each individually it may be very different, but he's somebody that you can go to in your need. A refuge is somewhere you'd flee to, isn't it? When you're troubled, when you need help. Place of safety. Tells us in the Psalms is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and are safe. That's my Saviour. My Saviour God, who is able to be a refuge, to be a strength whenever you need him. Something I've trusted, something I've found for myself, and I trust that these simple words, perhaps briefly spoken, may just point you to Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the only one. As Philip said last week, it's all about him. It's all about Jesus, the gospel. It's all about the work he's done. It's for you to reach out and accept it and accept him as your saviour for yourself. Only you can do it. Nobody else can do it for you. Mm. May you trust in the Lord Jesus and stretch out your hand. Mm. Cry to him, Lord, save me. Mm. And he'll hear you and answer that prayer tonight. Mm. May you do so for his name's sake. Amen. Amen.